Guys, just got to do a little station tag really, really quickly. This is DJ Hapa Honey, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's keep it going.
Hesitation keeps your words on the tippy tongue. Too careful of what you say, and you're coming off dumb. And there's nothing left to be said on the telephone. Makes me wonder how I stuck around so long. Anticipation keeps you on the edge of your seat, but you're just too distracted to look up the people you meet. What was it I said that was so wrong? Now I realize it was a lie all along. We'll be right back.
things happen with time. Yeah.
hey, you guys. Just kind of hopping back on the mic, just to, you know, see what's up, what's good. Oh, I burped.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I was just thinking about this, and I really wanted to ask you, Tyler, what is a song that holds a lot of, like, emotional, like, significance to you? Like, is there a song that you listen to, and it just makes you, like...
Dissociate? Sob? What's the emotion?
It's just, it could be dissociation. It could be sobbing.
Sobbing.
But it could be just like, what's a song that evokes like a lot of very strong emotion in you?
A very specific song I remember. I remember back in the day.
I gotta tell you about this song I heard back in the day.
I used to be very into this Mormon. Yeah. Very, very aggressively into this Mormon for a year and a half of my life. And if 18 months is a long time. And
especially like in high school speak.
In high school speak, it was a period. And I would think like, oh, I'll get over it. But there was this one song. It's not even good. It's by an artist that I now make fun of. It's Is There Something by none other than Miss Halsey.
Oh, my God.
Our indie queen.
Oh,
yeah,
Tyler.
It's really sad, and I think for that reason we should absolutely not play it on air.
Yeah,
will.
I mean, the day I play Halsey
is
like
the day you quit WMFO.
No, that's just the day I like commit like apoptosis.
Oh, cute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But when I listen to that song, I have these very visceral memories of sitting in like a ski lodge as I'm, you know, left on red on Snapchat, or, you know, just coming home after a day of school after we had, you know, talked that day or something, and just feeling this weight
of wanting, of longing.
And because
it's so romantic,
the Mormon, it wasn't though, the Mormon religion, you know, bans any sort of contact like that. So
yeah,
it was a very tough time, and that song without fail brings me there every time.
Wow. Amazing.
Thank you.
Again, that is like, I don't know. I know it's like heartbreaking and tragic because you guys like couldn't be together due to his like religious background.
Teehee.
But like, oh God, that's so romantic of like, oh, I want you and I'm pining for you. Mm-hmm. I feel like pining is like, I feel like sometimes when you're on the receiving end of it, it's like kind of annoying. But like at the same time.
Okay. Oh yeah. Poor Zoe. Been pined after so many times.
Shut up.
Do you want to know something crazy actually?
What's up?
Today's his birthday.
No.
I just realized that.
Can we wish him a happy birthday on air?
Sure, yeah. He's on his mission, I think, right now. Which is like so Mormon of him.
Oh my God. That's like peak Mormonism, like wow.
But yeah, this is a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You broke my heart, and I never told you. Is There Somewhere by Halsey.
Wow.
She's terrible, but that song, oof.
Oh my God. You broke my heart, but I never told you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, fun fact about me, if you don't listen to my show, you probably don't listen with me. I am a self-proclaimed helpless romantic.
Ooh.
I am, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I am. My stepmom likes to tell me this and like make fun of me for it because she's like, you are so like paralyzed by love.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the time. I am. I'm really. Oh, guys, my heart is so gentle. I am so fragile.
We're really going through it, Streaks.
We're really.
At 12:23 on this crisp Sunday morning.
It's so crisp. I think a song that makes me hurt is Reminiscing by the Buttertones.
The Buttertones.
Absolutely beautiful. It's a beautiful song. If you ever get a chance to listen to it, please do. But it was the first time I'd ever fallen in love.
Aww.
I was like 15 and a half.
Aww.
Or something.
That's sweet.
I had this super cool boyfriend who was a senior in high school, and he was Oberon in Midsummer Night's Dream, and I was like, oh my God, is there anything more attractive than a man in eyeliner? reading Shakespeare.
A number of things.
There's no nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing
literally
like
anything.
There's nothing hotter than that. And I remember we used to go on these like really long drives, and I remember it was really impressive that he could like drive because I like couldn't. And like we listened to mainly like a lot of like Pink Floyd when we were together. And then one day he like puts on this song, and it's this really sad song. And I already, even the first time I heard it, I got really emotional because it's like all about like thinking back on the past and being sad. And then after we broke up, inevitably. I would listen to that song. So sorry. I'm not coughing into the mic, by the way. I'd listen to that song on repeat for hours. Oh my God, because I was still so in love with this guy, even though he was at Northeastern University.
Ooh, we're going for specific call-outs. Okay.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I don't know. He's cool. He's great. I think. I feel like when you love someone, you'll like always love them.
But yeah. Like, yeah.
It really be like that.
You don't. I wish it weren't like that.
But it really do. But we've been really talking for like a so very long time. I feel like we'll listen to like a few songs. We'll do our PSA. And hey, you'll play some mine. Let's see what happens. Yeah, we'll see what goes from here.
Packers jam in Minneapolis. Next time you're in Minneapolis, Sunday, Monday night. Corey Wong on guitar, Michael Bland, Sonny T. It's so funky and it's low volume. Come on, yeah.
guys, I think we all know exactly what I have to do right now. That's just a PSA. Let's just do it! Okay, donations, PSA, why freeform? Hashtag keep it freeform. Why is WMFO freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for more than 45 years, and none of us here at WMFO want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO freeform by contributing to our annual donation stripe. Anytime before November 14th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support WMFO and reach our $5,000 goal. You'll even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about our teachers have to say about keeping WMFO freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFOMedford and share with your friends using hashtag keep it freeform. Yeah, so yeah, donate.
That was 23 seconds.
Yeah.
Record speed.
Record speed.
Record speed.
Record speed.
Cute.
Duh. Yeah.
Is this the ASMR hour?
I don't know. Like, okay, so I've been watching a lot of those, like, videos of, you know, like, celebrities, like, eating really spicy foods while, like, answering questions. I'm, like, getting really into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to do it. And it's making me think about, what was your spiciest experience?
My spiciest experience?
Like, with food.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. I was meeting a... This was very recently, actually, so it's very fresh in my memory.
Uh-huh.
I met a teacher from high school at a Thai restaurant. It was part of my farewell tour before I came to Tufts University and became a quirky jumbo, officially mm-hmm. matriculated.
Yes, of course.
We met at a Thai restaurant, and the customer base was mostly white. Therefore, I assumed that the spiciness rating would be catered to said customer base, you know, less... were in which the spiciest flavor option would still not be that spicy. So I ordered a medium, knowing that I wasn't in the mood for a tongue lashing.
Yes, of course.
Nevertheless.
Oh, you were tongue lashed.
This medium pad thai with tofu had me sweating through my V-neck T-shirt in the middle of August.
Oh man.
In this air-conditioned restaurant, and not even a Thai iced tea could save me from that pain.
Wow.
Just take a moment. Sorry, I didn't. I think I'd be doing this on air. Sorry.
Okay, yours is good, but I think mine is, like, significantly stupider.
Okay, oh yeah.
I'm a bit of a spice fiend. I'm Vietnamese, so we take that ish pretty seriously. Like, mm-hmm. I grew up eating a lot, like, ghost pepper sauce. That was my thing. Sriracha on everything. We all know sriracha culture. Hashtag true. Keep it sriracha'd.
Keep it rach.
And I remember... one fateful night, my senior year of high school, I was at a rehearsal for King Lear. And
Theater kid.
And my stepdad had packed me a very nice boxed dinner because I would stay at rehearsal till about 11 p.m. And he made me some really good mapo tofu with Szechuan peppers and rice.
Mm.
And I was really excited. And of course, because I was dumb, I was messing around with my friend Kyle, who's the biggest white boy I've met in my whole life.
We love.
And I held up the Szechuan pepper, and I look him in the eyes, and I go, "The enemy of the white man." And I stick the whole pepper in my mouth, and I eat it. This is like a hefty one, by the way. It was a hefty Szechuan pepper.
No, we love a Szechuan pepper, but...
But here's the thing about Szechuan pepper. I don't eat a lot of Szechuan food. Szechuan peppers numb your mouth. They numb your mouth, and then they... like, they kick you in the testicles. Like, yeah. It was...
Szechuan.
Like, I, like, couldn't breathe. And I, like, couldn't think. And, like, everything in my body just hurt. And I felt really dumb because I, like, did this for clout.
Uh-huh.
But I would like to do a spicy food challenge in the near future. If any of my pals are listening.
I'm here for it. Can we
please have, like, a spicy ramen challenge?
We'll vlog the experience.
Like, playing truth or dare while eating crazy spicy food would be super funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to be our big YouTube break. we're going to found Tuff's first YouTube house.
Oh, God. What about TikTok house?
I think we're onto something.
I think we're really onto something good here. And while we ponder this great possibility, enjoy some Temple by Bauer. Yeah, the guy who made, Harlem Shake.
As you move towards the center, you see an open temple. A presence patiently waits for you, And as you walk toward the inward glade, you can see her pale, calm, luminous face.
Warriors, yo, get your freak on. You don't need money cause you won't be alone. Yo, get you in the zone. You don't need money cause you won't be alone. Got my lookout, girls got fit boys to look at. Tigers room, what the fuck you looking shit at? Fuck it, did you go to fuck it? Look it, when you come here you wanna get stuck it. Empty your pocket, phone out your jacket. La Thailand, my land is louder than a racket. Like a lattice and I wake up on it blessed. Start the day, wake up on it, bend it, flex. If we go together, we can still do it best. People with the money, what they do more or less. Got us on the ground and I'm best by default. Step into my temple and you see me on my throne. Gold on the dome, don't drop the drone. If you don't like it, then I'm gonna change your tone. Body, 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 bow. Everybody heard about me, everybody know. Faster than a hunter with the arrow to the bow. If you step close, then I'm gonna let it go. Three.
And piping hot in only 3 microwave minutes.
Are you kidding?
Yo, pretty packages of frosted delights.
Look, it comes with a toy. I like that. I want a number 4, number 6, and throw in a plastic donut.
Just enjoy the gritty crunch. It tastes just like chicken. Wrappers of many bite sizes.
Man, are you freaking blind? It's a rock.
All mixed in the pot full. Mama's homemade from scratch. Well, not quite. Toasted over flames, they be tasting quite right.
all hell King Neptune and his water breathers. No snail thing too quick for his water feeders. Don't waste time with your net. Our net worth is set. Ready, go. Many know others.
What?
We be the colors of the mad and the wicked. We be bad. We be brick it with the 24-hour sign. Shower mind habits while you dine like rabbits with the crunchy, crunchy carrots.
Oh, that's chicken.
Gotta have it super fast.
A whole line of breakfast you got time for.
Super fast. Super fast, I come in last. But just in time for breakfast. Keep us true, forever blue. Good night, prosectors. Aluminum, a crucial fun, aluminum. The sea is radioactive. The sea is radioactive.
All hail King Neptune and his water breathers. No snail thing too quick for his water feeders. Don't waste time with your net. Our net worth is set, ready, go. Many know others.
What?
We be the colors of the mad and the wicked. We be bad, we be brick it with the 24-hour sign. Shower mind habits while you dine like rabbits with the crunchy, crunchy carrots.
Oh, that's chicken.
Gotta have it super fast.
Super fast, super fast, I come in last. But just in time for breakfast. Keep us true, forever blue.
Stone eyes are like factories far away. Where the paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep drive on engines till they weep. We're future pixels in factories far away. So call the mainland from the beach. Your pod is now washed up in bleach. The waves are rising for this time of year. And nobody knows what to do with the heat. Under sunshine pylons we'll meet while rain is falling like rhinestones from the sky. Your love's like rhinestones falling from the sky.
Hey, 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 you guys. This is DJ Hapa Honey, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and you just heard lots of gorillas.
Right in a row.
In rapid succession.
We put the playlist in God's hands, and he...
He did this to us.
He chose to play all the gorillas tracks right in a row.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, they really do vibe together. I mean, Plastic Beach is just... I've recently been rediscovering Plastic Beach, and like, man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Oh man, oh man, oh man, it's so good. Well, this has been fun. Tyler, did you have fun?
I had so much fun.
Oh, that's so nice. You're such a good actor.
Oh, thank you, darling.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for listening. This has been a really good time. If you like my vibe, if you like the music that I play, tune into WMFO at 3 a.m.
on Monday mornings.
Skinny Hour with DJ Hapa Honey. All right. You guys have a beautiful Sunday.
A beautiful, crisp Sunday.
Facts.